Hello.
Hello.
Is it
Testing.
actually? I don't know if it's. Oh, there it goes. Okay,
I
now
think it's
it's going.
working.
Yeah, my clock hadn't started and it still was like loading, and I was like, okay, hey.
Hello.
Happy
Happy. Oh.
April, Aries season, whatever.
Yes. Happy April. Happy Aries season. Like, God bless. It's a new astro. Well, last month was the start of a new astrological like year, but
I mean,
Aries
it
season
still
is the start.
is.
Yeah, it still is. I need to make I like making collages. I want to make like a new one for the astrological
You
new
like
year.
making collages?
Or like not collages, what they call them? Like mood boards or what do they call them?
That's a thing that you do?
Vision board, vision boards. I was thinking vision
Oh,
board. Sorry,
yeah,
I
you
forgot the
love a
term.
fucking vision board.
I do. I just because I don't, and I don't make them with any like real purpose behind them. I just like the arts and craft, like the cutting, like think, oh, this is cute. Let me put it on this poster.
See,
And
I
then
think I would
sometimes.
like it in a group setting, you know? Like, oh, we're doing arts and crafts. Like,
Yes,
okay.
exactly. No, I do. The last time I did it with my cousins, and it was so much fun. Like it was like painting. It was like either some people were painting and some people were doing vision boards. I decided to paint. So I just did a vision board. But like, and it's kind of hard doing vision boards now because like magazines are so expensive. Like, have you bought a magazine recently? Like, I saw that bitch was $10. I said, no, y'all can keep it. Like, be real. Like, I have a Cosmopolitan. Like, what's it called? What are those things called when they come monthly? Subscription.
Oh,
Subscription. I'm so sorry. Terms are just losing me today.
oh dear.
Subscription. But like, I like that because I can get it, with the subscription once a month and I save it and I just do it when I have enough stuff. But it's like, you can't just go to the store and buy some. Like, you're kind of like spend a lot of money. Like, what happened to a good old $5 magazine?
I don't know. $3.99, $4.99.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, it's
I
kind
think
of.
'cause people don't buy them anymore, so they have to raise the
Yeah,
price to make any
it's definitely
money.
a lot to print them, so I get that. And like, it's not like environmentally friendly, maybe. It's a lot of paper in them, but I don't know. I like a good old magazine. I mean, you could do vision boards on your like what's it called too? Your iPad or like apps and shit. Pinterest. Pinterest is a good little like I love me Pinterest like moment. So
Pinterest is cool.
she's that girl. But anyway, yes, happy Aries season. Tomorrow's the freaking full moon in Libra. It's feeling very, very release heavy. Like, I've been seeing a lot of people talking about like cleaning during this time. Like, several people I've heard is like,
Well,
I
I've
need to
been cleaning
clean.
just 'cause I'm home.
Right. But like, I don't know. I don't find it to be no coincidence. Like, it's just like this purge. It's like,
There are no coincidences.
At all, guys. I need you to know that nothing, everything is happening for a reason.
Yeah.
It's maybe you may not be able to see it. I give you that. But like, it's happening for some reason.
Yeah,
But
it's the
yeah.
Libra full moon tonight. I'm gonna post this tomorrow. So, as the people are
Perfect
hearing
timing.
it, it'll be, it's happened. It's happening. It's happening. Last time we were on here, had Pluto moved into Aquarius yet? I don't remember.
No, we were
Okay,
just
well,
talking
that
about it.
happened too.
That's
Pluto
a
moved
lot.
into Aquarius. Do you feel it? Does
I
things feel
feel it.
different? Things feel different to me.
I think there's just a lot of stuff. Like, people are really talking now. And by golly, I'm ready. Like, I wake it up. Like, you're hearing people's, I mean, you've been hearing people's voices since, like, Pluto was getting into his later stage of Capricorn. But I think it's just at a point that it's like people are just fed up. And it's also manifesting in ways, unfortunately, that can be like violently fed up, but also just like fed up with just the poor quality of life. Like,
Okay, so then I think that all of our points today can come back to being fed up.
absolutely. Like, Pluto is in Aquarius. I think we can tie it, we can literally just always tie it back to that.
Yeah, so the first thing that we're fed up with are celebrities using Ozempic. And
Listen.
I mean, let's just say, full disclosure, we don't know who legitimately has health concerns of diabetes and whatnot.
Right.
So there's that. But realistically speaking, there's no way that all of these celebrities who are suddenly looking much, much thinner all have diabetes and literally need Ozempic.
And they That's don't because just literally, not literally last night, Dolores Catania, and I like her, I do, but it was very, she did. And the thing about Dolo always looks good. You know this. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you're seeing Dolo and she's skinnier now. For what reason? There's none. And it's like, Andy's asking, like, are you on Ozempic? And she's like, yeah, like confidently. And it's like, she was kind of like praised for at least owning it, which I guess I quote unquote guess. But it's just like, also, she didn't seem like she had no issue. She's like, so what's the side effect? She's like, oh, there's really no side effects. I just am not hungry. And it's like, It's like, Dolo lovey. Like, what are you talking about, babes? Like, it's like crazy because there's people who are literally struggling with getting this medication who actually have diabetes. And there's people who are being praised for being, just, at least she's honest about taking this for no fucking reason. Like, to know Dolores is to know that she's a bad bitch. She looks good in any age. Like, that's a bad Capricorn bitch. But she admitted that, oh, everyone else was doing it, so I'm doing it too. Huh? Because she admit that more people on her cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey are also doing the same thing. But like, she's
Margaret's actually probably on it.
Absolutely. I thought of Margaret too. And I'm just like, it's a shame because these ladies are just doing it to follow what is in trend.
Well, because like, they also want to be skinny. But I think that as a society, we're like moving past just like letting celebrities get away with stuff. White people have a really
hard time with being skinny too. Like, not just on like, obviously there's other situations, but it's like they always want to be like skinny. Because we were just in a phase where like BBLs and everything, like, and they were on top of that.
But everyone's acting like the BBL thing isn't part of being skinny. You can't have, if you have a fat ass and a stomach, that's not what they want. They want you to have a flat stomach and an ass. So being skinny is always in. People are liars talking about, oh, the curvy thing is in, then the skinny thing is in, then the curvy. That is so true.
Skinny has always been not. Yeah, skinny has never not been in. Like, it just, like, I just. I have so much. Well, I have to make this point. I will make an audio to you after this because I need to say this point, but not right now. Yeah, no, actually, you're right.
Make a note of it.
Where's my pen? Because
but yeah,
I have so much to say, but not to everyone.
The stuff is never in. Like, it's never in to not be skinny. Skinny is forever in. Right. Everybody's full of shit. Like, the fact that you can only find clothes in like bigger sizes online, and if you notice, all of the models are these like flat stomach BBL types. Mm-hmm. So it's like not actually showing what people really look like. Like, no one really looks like that.
No one actually really looks like that.
That's why when you see a BBL, you can spot it because it's not found in nature. Like, it is not normal. Your brain is like, what is that? And that's how you can always clock them.
All praise to Megan Thee Stallion because that's a natural base. Like, and that's what makes people sick to their fucking stomach because her body looks like that and like it's just all natural.
My god, like, sister's body's like that and it's natural.
It's honestly, I've seen it with my own naked eyes. It's possible. It's so, I love being a Black woman. I love looking at other Black women because my god in heaven, like wow, god snapped when it came to us. But like seeing these white people, like, and how they really suffer with the body image and like these trends, it's like toxic even for my Black eyes.
But even the skinny stuff, like the flat stomach, isn't even real in anybody because as a woman, you have to have, if you have no, like, your organs are all right there. Yeah. If you have no fat protecting you, and God forbid you get into like a car accident or something, you're not, like, you know, like, it's not safe because something needs to be there. Like, we something.
Love a good fupa. We love you a good know? Fupa for life. I've never, like, I used to hate on my fupa in college when I was an idiot, but like, I love her down. Like, where would I be without her?
Like, you would said, be like weird looking.
Of course. Exactly. Exactly. Shout out fupa because honestly, it's needed. It's there. It's important.
And I feel like I feel like, right? I feel like it's been, especially since Taurus has been in Uranus, I feel like there has been like a movement of like getting away from these dumbass beauty standards. I think that, however, the rise of like influencers and the social media shit has
people
taken all, like, it's taken things to a whole nother level. But I think that like this trend of body positivity, quote unquote, and being like anti unrealistic beauty standards, like, I think that's becoming more to the forefront and being more of like the majority and not just like a small group of people who feel like that. Because everybody, like, people are not talking about this Ozempic thing as like, oh, you know, they're getting Ozempic and it's fine and whatever. People are like calling them out for it. People are like pissed the fuck off. And I think that that's the change that is going to be happening.
People are frustrated. Like you said, that's why you're saying, like you said, the next 20 years, hence Pluto moving into Aquarius for the next 20 years. Because like I was saying to you earlier, how Pluto was in Capricorn and just greed and power and abuse and corruption just was just amplified, I feel like, during this time. Mm-hmm. And now people are really dealing with the effects of that and they're frustrated. It's like there's too much going on right now. Like, the why live? Like, it's like, what is the life to live right now when I can just turn on my TV and look on Watch What Happens Live to see someone with the medication that I need, because she's just taking it so she can be skinny. It's like, and I need it to survive, but I can't afford it. What if I can't afford it? Or I don't have no access to it? It's just a list of fucking things. It's hard out here for people. Like, and I get it.
Oh, go ahead.
I said, I was just saying, I get it. And I feel bad. But continue.
Okay. The BBL thing. I somehow went into a rabbit hole on YouTube of like women recovering from their BBL. And boy, oh boy. It does not seem worth it to me.
Oh my god, watch Teen Mom.
Episode. Oh, okay.
Literally, if anyone wants to watch someone literally first going through an abusive relationship with their parent, and on top of that, healing from a BBL.
But I think people should watch it the way I watched it. I watched
Please explain.
I watched it on that little show they have where like they watch the other Teen Mom episodes, and that. It was the best way to watch it, because I'm sitting here like, WTF, what's going on? And they're all there like, oh my god. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So it's not just
that, this is crazy. I remember that episode. Everyone was literally puzzled. Like, everyone, I remember watching,
was
that shocked.
Cheyenne's mom was pissed. She was like, where's her mother? And I'm just like, her mother's like a crackhead. She stole her drugs. Like, be Chrissy serious.
Stealing her drugs is insane. The amount of pain she was in, the way Brianna was a nurse for no reason for her. Like, it was all just chaotic Florida mess. Like,
it's ridiculous. But it's ridiculous. Even like the BBL I watched was a black girl got it, and she had to go to Florida to get it. And the doctor, so you know, if you know anybody who's had any type of like surgery on their abdomen or like their breast, they put to drain out the fluid, right? She's back in the hotel with her mom. She has hired this like these nurses who have an Instagram page, and you can hire them to come take care of you after your BBL.
Yeah.
And they're there. Her mom's filming. And she's like, her mom's a nurse, and so her mom is like, there's no drains, and they, because they're just hired nurses who are not affiliated with the surgeon who did the surgery, they're like, oh, he must not have put them in, because like it can help, like the drains can make you stay bloated for longer, so like, you know, because all this flat stomach shit. And so this bitch is just, all the fluids are just coming out. Ugh. Like, onto the bed. She has, like, a bodysuit type thing on. Mm. And it's, like, to hold everything in. The shit is, like, it looks like she got her period. Like, the shit is leaking blood and stuff onto the thing, like, in between her legs. Like, it just looked crazy. Ooh. Like, it looked insane. And I'm just, like, all of this just to, like, have a body that's a trend? Like, do we understand that this is a trend? Right. Like, is everyone okay? It's the same thing with these girls, these poor white girls going to plastic surgeons trying to look like Bella Hadid. I love Bella Hadid. She's a great person. Mm-hmm. Obviously, deep childhood trauma and insecurities. Mm-hmm. This whole buckle fat removal, pin my eyes back with the threads, like this whole look she has, it's like cool for her. She's a model to look like an alien, but like Google pictures of her walking in the street and it looks kind of crazy. And getting like the fat out of your face makes you look old. And so these girls who are going to the plastic surgeons or even just like to get filler and stuff to try to look like her, like, it's just, do you understand what you're doing to your face just to like go off a trend? Like, use an Instagram filter. There are filters that make you look like that. Like, okay, you don't have to do this stuff. Like, it's just so extreme to me. Like, watching that girl and stuff, I was just like, this is a lot just to like go with society's standards.
It's too much. And people, that's even why Teen Mom showed me a lot, because that other bird, bird brain Brianna, she got a BBL too. But the thing about getting BBLs, you have to like actually work out and keep up with things. This girl almost died on an obstacle course because she has the body but like doesn't have the heart and has like anything else, because she doesn't go work out. It's like, people are just, it's like, we just need to be moving towards healthy lifestyles. Like, I'm all for plastic surgery of looking the way you want to look genuinely, but I'm also all for having it done really well, having it done very much so properly. Like, it's just, it's too much. And in this country, it's just, I don't know. Meanwhile, because remember, I was in England when this happened, when, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, this a black American family from like North Carolina or something was in Mexico getting like a surgery done and got like kidnapped and some people were killed. And I'm just like, yet we have people in this country who can't even get like surgeries here. They have to go out of the fucking country and risk their safety to get medical. I mean, I don't even think it was a cosmetic. Was it a cosmetic? Maybe it was. I don't remember. It doesn't even fucking matter, because it shouldn't even be a thing. Because there's people in DR. There's people that always, there's always posting pictures of like people at like the airport in like wheelchairs and stuff like that.
Coming back
from getting BBLs. It's like, no way. There would be no way that I'm going somewhere. I mean, there's some places that, you know, dental surgery and stuff, you can go get it done in South America and it's good and whatever. But personally, I'm not going to that length to get surgery. That's just
no.
That's just me. It's like, I will do it in this country or whatever is easiest and safest for me to, if anything was to
happen. But there's no safe BBLs. BBL is the most dangerous, like, plastic surgery that you could get, because they're putting fat into your butt, and if they accidentally put the fat into your veins, you die. So it's the most dangerous one. There's several plastic, you know, that's the guy whose wife is on OC Housewives, the one that just botched, like, he made a whole video like, this is not safe. And because it can,
I used to like that show. I used to like him.
It's not a great show.
But like, it was a very interesting show to me. Like, I was just watching a clip the other day of like how this girl, she got bit by a dog, and wherever she, when she got the surgery, they took a graft from her groin where she was growing pubic hair and put it on her face, and now her face is growing pubic hair. Like, what? Why would they ever do that? And so she went on botched, and they fixed it for her. God bless. Like, I just love when they used to do, like, how people who have bad boob jobs or certain things, like, they were, like, really,
I mean, that's what they do. It's
fun. Well, yeah, but it's just, like, it's good. Because
it was really great content.
It was great content, and it's just also taught me a lot. Like, this shit can go really left. Like, really, really bad. You know how many people's, like, breast implants, you know, but, like rupture, and it's just, like, really, really bad.
And that is my next bullet point. Breast implants are toxic.
Yeah.
Because it's not even just them rupturing. There's like breast implant sickness or something where like they're finding that these women that have breast implants like are having all these other health problems, and like the common thing is that they all have implants. And it's also like I saw something about how it's not good that they're like putting this silicone thing like in your chest, like something about like where they place it like isn't good for like your body's organs to like function properly. I don't remember exactly. That makes like
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I was watching the other day like Sopranos, and like I'm looking at the body type that I guess used to be in the late 90s, and it was like, you know, skinny, and like the girls obviously had breast implants, but they were like legitimately rocks on their chest. Like the breast implants now are a little more softer,
they're more realistic,
you know, but back then they were literal stones on people's chests. Like these girls were dancing strippers
and it wasn't moving, right?
Weren't moving. So I'm just like, that just cannot be like okay. But that was obviously the look back then, and that just even goes back to your point of trends and just things changing. So it's just like people doing certain shit to their body. It's like those girls with the rock titties, like, how are they doing right now? Don't know.
Not just good. Most of them have to get them out. Especially back then, they would say you have to get them out after, like, 10 years because of the material.
That can only make sense. Like, because how
it should be like leaking into your body. Yeah. Like, it's bad.
Was it Yolanda Hadid that happened with? Who was it on?
Yeah, she had to get them out because of her what you call it, Lyme disease.
Oh, okay. Because
like I think something. It was tied together. Because like that's what I'm saying. That shit causes you to have like problems.
Yeah, I remember it has something to do with the breast implants. Like I've only, like I'm like I go once again. I'm understanding of people who wanting to just feel good about themselves. Because I heard Doja Cat just got a breast implant, like a boob job.
But she's so tiny. Didn't she get them reduced or something? She said.
I don't remember. It's some thing with her boobs.
I know. I feel like she said, I feel like people were saying she got implants, but she was saying she got a reduction. I can't remember. Or they said the size she got, she was like, no, it's smaller than that or something. But she's like really a small human being.
She is very small. So
that would be frightening. But like to each his own. I agree. I think people should be able to like feel good about themselves, do whatever you want. But like research things.
Yes.
Go to multiple consultations. Like don't just like these people are trying to take your money. Like don't just listen to what they're telling you. They're trying to upsell you.
They don't give a fuck about women's body already.
So and like, they can't guarantee symmetry. That is why I will never do anything. If you cannot guarantee me symmetry, I'm already asymmetrical. Why am I gonna possibly be worse off? There's no way.
You couldn't give me one rock hard titty upside here and the other ones down there. Like, please be real.
And your face, they can't guarantee symmetry on your face.
That's too much.
The nose jobs, first of all, they're breaking your nose. Ow. That's why you have they get bruised, they get black eyes because it's like someone just punched you in the face. And then like it's swollen, it takes like years for it to get to the size it really is and like to not be swollen. Like there's all these like caveats to it, and they can't, that's why they can't guarantee you looking symmetrical, because they don't know what could happen. That lady whose YouTube videos I watch about the plastic surgeries, she's had a lot of plastic surgery on her face, and she got necrosis of her nose.
What is that?
Oh, well, her nose turned like black. Like I think what it is that like the blood doesn't flow properly. Like your nose turns black and like isn't, it's not good. It's not good at all.
I mean, geez Louise.
Like they had to give you a new nose somehow, because your nose is not, like the tissue is not alive. And
is that because of how many times you're getting this?
No, it could happen. No, it could just happen.
That gives
you sign those consent forms, you're consenting to the fact that these things are possible.
I can't cope. I can't cope. Like I genuinely can't cope. because I can't even fathom that for myself.
No, it's too much.
God so bless.
You have to God do bless. Research, and you have to really, like, be informed mm-hmm. if you really want to do these things. But, you know, like, especially with yeah. celebrities and, like, the culture we live in where you look at people and it's not really how they look. Like, they even get the paparazzi to edit their pictures. Cough, cough, the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're trying to have this unrealistic beauty standard, and then you do the surgery and you still like aren't happy with yourself, because like it's not about that. Like you have to yeah. Get your mental right and be like secure in who you are, because mm-hmm. otherwise you're just gonna keep wanting to fix this and that and the third, and then what? Like it that just seems like something that could easily spiral and be a bad situation. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it to me. Like, I'd rather figure out a way to, like, love the way I look than to, like, go through all of that. Now, I understand some of these white girls with the nose situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel for them on that. I'm all for white girls getting, even though that's a foreign thing in your body and probably is bad, but I understand having no lips, that sounds terrible. I have no ass. I would prefer having no ass to no lips, because that is like terrible. And so like those things, like I can understand the motivation, because sometimes the note, like the hump in the nose, like I've seen a lot of these shows. It's like that hump in the nose. Like I can understand why would be really hard to deal
with. I've seen some noses. That's why it goes back to, like I was saying, this book that Umber recommended. I can't think of it right now, but it was talking about, like, he's a plastic surgeon who wrote it and was just saying, like, you need
the psycho-cybernetics.
Yes, that book. Like, you need to get your mental together before mm-hmm. you are doing something like that, because you will look at yourself and still see what you used to look like. Like, it's just like you need to get the mental down pack when it comes to getting surgery. Like, it's just not enough. 100%. And it's just like, absolutely, it's not. Because some people, it's just, I can't do it. I can't.
It's too much. I can't stop thinking about.
There's some noses I would literally be like, hell yeah, bitch, I support it for you. Like, that's what you want to do, cool. But, like, I would want my friend to genuinely be like, okay, I know I'm beautiful and this, this, and that. This is what I want to do to make me feel like that all the time. And like, okay, sister, do it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I'm all for my friends, or white, black, whatever, doing whatever the fuck they feel like to make themselves feel better. But it's like, let's research, have some sense to really be, like, secure in ourselves, though. Like, we need to have a checkpoint. Like, if I'm at with any of my friends that come into me, we're making a list and making sure.
I mean, to me, I think it's crazy that they make, like, people who are, I mean, let me finish the full sentence. I think it's crazy that they make people who are transgender and want gender affirming surgery go through, like, therapy and like psych evals, and mm-hmm. when you get weight loss surgery, they also make you like go to a class and like do all this stuff. But if you say I want a whole new face just for fun, they don't check up on that kind of stuff. Like in every situation, they need to be making sure that like your mental is okay and that you fully understand like what you're doing and the process and all that. And I feel like they don't do it for everything.
What a weird, hateful society. It's so subliminal sometimes too, because that would be like, well, they just want to make sure you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But like, no, you're that it's full. It's stemmed in, it's rooted in something nastier. Get out of my face. And it's mm-hmm. like you said, it's because it's a business. Everything's a business. They'll let people change their face because in some way that's making someone money somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but when it comes to people having surgeries that actually matter for their like livelihood, it's mm-hmm. like they're gonna sit here and play in your face.
Yeah, and it's you have like, to like do extra things. You can't just go get a consultation, schedule an appointment, pay the money. Like, you have to do X, Y, and Z first. And that I just seems it. Fucked up to
it
me.
It is fucked up. It's not seems, it is. That's frustrating. Okay, I'm frustrated. Like I'm taking that back to Pluto and Aquarius. I'm frustrated, and hopefully,
you see,
people will like start protesting.
And I mean, there have been. I think them, the whole transgender thing, and like trying to get the insurance to cover like the surgeries and stuff.
Yeah,
people have been talking about that. Hopefully, that like happens because.
And I love that.
Okay? Yeah.
Pluto and Aquarius, we tie that in. Mm-hmm. Like making it more accessible for everyone, like spreading the power, sharing the wealth, using insurance appropriately. Because if you got to pay for this fucking shit, at least that's why when I was looking at insurance, I was, even if I am not looking to have a child anytime soon, but I wanted to have the insurance of that supported had the best thing for women who may become pregnant. It has certain things, because you just never know. Like, I just think you have to get the best. It's all about good benefits. Like, we need to have good benefits. If we're paying for certain things, we need to make sure we are getting services that are benefiting us, guys. Like, read everything. Research and read. This is the time of researching and reading.
Speaking of, birth control is toxic is the next thing I have.
Yeah, I've always felt that vibe because it's just kind of scary.
I think, like, that there has to be some correlation between like the rate, like the infertility problems seem more than ever before.
I'm sure if they actually did a proper test that, and when they actually gave a fuck about women and our bodies, that we could see that correlation. But yeah, I don't think there's proper like research that's being done to really make that like a true definite point. Because there's some people be like, oh yeah, like there's some people that are sitting here like be on birth control and they have all these kids and lucky, good for them. But then I know people or have heard of stories of like the opposite. Right. And I just think birth control is just,
I'm not trying to fucking my that hormones. It
does to, I know, because the thing that it does to bodies that I've seen for young girls, like our peers, like the what it did to their bodies, it's so interesting to me. I've seen so many young women who could tell the story now of being like, yeah, I gained like 60 pounds off being on birth control. Like, that's insane to me. And then I know some people that it did nothing to them. It's like it affects everyone differently, but it's just not enough research is being done. So it's hard. Like, if there was more research being done by people that look like the people who are doing it or taking it too, like, where we could chat, because there's too many men. It's a man-made, literal man-made situation, and they're not really testing or giving an actual.
But you know what else? You know how like they know stuff and they just don't be saying it. I think that they know. I think that they know.
That's how I feel about cancer. Like, don't.
How do you not? But how? But like with this. How do you not think that making someone's hormones out of whack isn't gonna like be a bad thing? Like, they know it's a bad thing. They have to know. They just want to fuck into with the, no how this,
it just pays into like how women, their emotions, they're this, they're that. Like, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care, because I know people. I know if we really looked into some people, how they may react via like social media, via like reality TV shows. If we're seeing the women, what they're on doing this, like we would see like, wow, maybe their behavior is because of A through Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, birth control be having people like change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, change. That's why I was like, you know, I'll just take the natural route. Like, I'll be cool. Like, we're good. Like, I'm okay. Because I just, and mind you, my mom was not having it either. Like, she was not having it. And God bless for me. And I mean, for other people, like, and listen, I'm not sliding people who literally take it and it's fine for them. Like, good for you for being the chosen ones, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, for some people, I've heard legitimate horror stories. Like, that IUD hoe, don't ever bring that thing next to me. I've heard, especially the UK babes. I don't know what's going on in the UK with that IUD, but all I've heard is nightmares. Like, people going through nightmares of like it being installed, how painful it is, but just also how it was like their body felt like it was rotting. And then once that thing literally got out of them, they just felt so much better. And I'm just like, that's too much. You talk about a foreign object. Like, that whole thing makes no sense to me. How that little, like, anchor-looking bitch is, like, blocking two things. And it's just saving me, and then literally babies come out with it holding it. Like, mm-hmm. it don't really, it's mm-hmm. like, get away from me. Like, no.
Also, the birth control, like, messes with your pheromones and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
it like, really fucks with the sex life.
Yeah, but it also just fucks with, like, who's attracted to you. Like,
yes.
And then there's, like,
told when, me about that, yeah.
Probably. And then when women go off of it, like, all of a sudden, like, they might, like, their partner might not be attracted to them anymore because mm-hmm. they smell different and whatever. And it's just, like, a really weird thing. So the solution I see is to stop fucking these men. Because I think that people are on birth control. I mean, some people are on it for, like, quote unquote health reasons. Mm-hmm. Again, more research should be done into figuring out how to, like, better manage our periods aside from, like, birth control. But mm-hmm. whatever, there are legitimate reasons aside yeah. from that. It was clearly invented so that men could fuck women with, like, out the consequence of having a baby. But in reality, I just think that as women, we need to set the bar a little higher, you know? Like, we need to stop yeah. fucking men who you wouldn't want to have a kid with. Like, yeah. you're literally risking it. Especially now they're trying to ban abortions and stuff in all these states. Like, you're really, that's really right. risking things. And so you really, I'm all for being a hoe. I support hoism 100%. And if 100. That's your route in life, then do it. But, like, for the people who are more in the middle and are just here trying to have a good time, but, like, whatever, whatever, I just think that we need to change some things, because these men also don't deserve pussy. That's another situation.
And also bring back, like, just use a condom too.
Well, yeah, like, just use a condom. That's the simple solution. But even still, because some people want, like, the added, you know, yeah. security of the birth control. Like, so sorry, but even with the condom, please pick people who are, like,
yeah,
at least decent, or at least have some coins, or
please have
responsibility.
Some discernment. Like, people just think, oh, like, you, if you have sex with someone, they should just know the responsibilities that may come with these actions. No, bitch, you gotta be protecting yourself. Everybody mm-hmm. involved needs mm-hmm. to be protecting themselves. Like, I fully believe in, I'm having sex with someone that I trust 1,000%. I'm sorry, I'm all supporting people, one night stand culture and all that stuff, but I feel like maybe I've just moved on a little bit in my life, that's not really my jam. Because, like we're saying here, if anything was to happen, that's just me. I'm not having no baby off a one night stand. Sorry.
And pregnancy is the least of your concerns, honestly, with all these diseases and things.
There's so much that comes with it, and not even just pregnancy, because at least pregnancy ends. You have the baby, it's for life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pregnancy at least ends. This is mm-hmm. a whole life thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing it off of just a one-night stand with someone that I don't fully trust, that I don't know certain things about them. Like, that's me, though. I don't think I came into this world fully just to become a mother. Some other people will try to convince me otherwise. But mm-hmm. it's like, nah. Like, and we tie this back to Pluto and Aquarius. It just all ties back. Us Black women, stand up! Wake up! Like, we can't, like you said, we can't just let people just have, like, I'm all for just having sex and having a good time, but we just have to be more discerning, because yeah. some people will be taking an actual fucking piss with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very sad to see, but it's like, we have all this, you know, that's why I say I'm tying it all back to research. Like, we are in a day and age that the internet is really in our palm, and mm-hmm. that's so scary. Yet it's so, like, amazing at the same time, because, like, there's so much, even though I hate the clock app with my heart sometimes, mm-hmm. but it can be quite informational if you're on the right side of history and on it. If you're on the right side of it, it can be so informative. So mm-hmm. it's just, like, please use your resources to your advantage. Like, you don't want to sit here and be just, like, literally purposely throwing yourselves into the wolves, because even like you said, wolves know how to figure it out. Because
mm-hmm.
no, you can't even use the wolves. Wolves are like, at least we got it, girl. We in a pack. Mm-hmm. We gonna figure it out. So it's just like, damn, you might need to be thrown into the wolves to find your pack, figure it out. That baby's not gonna help it. Sorry, Love the baby though. Cute babies.
There's also diseases. Like, I just, yeah. I think that ever since my brain fully developed, I just am seeing differently. Like, I'm just listen, like,
kids,
that everything kids is different.
Taught me everything I needed to know about having say. Remember, Kayla knows. Kayla's a real bitch. You don't even have to know the story. But I,
oh, yeah.
I listen. Kids told me that I never should fucking play with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, it took, that's why I'm just like, man, it, people really build different because it takes me one time. It takes me one fucking time to get a clue. But for some people, it takes them a million bajillion times. And God really just be like, well, okay, I'll give you another chance. But like, I mean, God is loving and forgiving. It's about to be the time, well, not God, Jesus, it has, Jesus supposedly risen in a couple days. Didn't you say that? Someone said that to you.
No, yeah. It was Good Friday, and my godmom was like, if what they say is true, then today is kind of a big deal.
That was so funny.
Like, that's like, such a
funny thing to say. Such a funny thing to say. But yeah, exactly. But it's just like, damn, I lost my point.
Tomorrow's the Last Supper, huh? You're Catholic, shouldn't you know that?
I'm about to, don't get me started.
Yeah, because it was Thursday, and then Friday's Good Friday's the day they killed him.
Yeah, I bought salmon for Good Friday. I'm gonna make.
Oh my god,
that's the only time
I should ask my mom, because that was why we were over there. Because my mom used to like fry fish that day,
mm-hmm.
and then that's why we were all there, and that's why she said that.
I haven't been following it at all. I've been eating meat every day. Like, that's a whole nother story. I'm not really,
God don't care about that.
I know he don't. God literally put me through.
That's some made up Catholic shit.
I have no words. I just use Lent and all that for just self-discipline.
What'd you do this time?
Nothing. That's nothing. Thing. I didn't do anything. I'm not, and I don't feel bad. But I'm just saying I like doing it to help with my self-discipline in general as a personal thing, not like to God. God loves me regardless of what I do. I know that. But like, I don't do it to be like, God will hate me if I don't do this. I do it because I'm like, damn, you need to follow something some of the times. I just be freestyling. Like,
I know. I
need some structure.
I try to like stop cursing, but then I'll forget. Like,
see,
the next
something
day.
Like that. Something small. Like, not even small, just something to be like, come on.
One day, directions? Not one day, one year I was like, okay, I'm not gonna eat french fries. And then like I went past the time. Like, it was, I did it for like months. Oh, because God. I was like, how long can I go? But
that's how my aunt became
I love french fries.
She was like, she gave it up for Lent and then was like, how long can I keep on doing this? And then did it for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she was just like, oh, I'll be a pescatarian. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes,
the one that eats fish. I literally,
you and these people. Words do and you want to talk about the age gap thing, because I just feel
that's like another day, because okay, like, great, that's like a big can of worms that can just lay into just something fully, but we need to talk about it.
Well, like, I'll just say that Marcus Houston needs to be under the jail along with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Not the helicopter. Oh my god.
I hear it. Oh my god, who are they getting?
I don't know.
Who's next?
I don't know. Okay.
We can talk about Diddy being nasty, a part of that too. Like, we've talked about Diddy
all
and his
that,
baby, but it ties into the age gap. So
yeah, that's for a later date. I think, the Women's March Madness. So like, when the white girl did the thing with the hand over her face, and then the black girl does the thing with the hand on her face, and everyone's like, oh my god, this is so despicable, like all this stuff, like people were on nasty, like saying nasty things. Like, do you understand that you're talking about somebody who was born in like 2002 or 2003? Like, why are you being so nasty to like
in my mind, a child, but she's 20 something. But like, you know,
so crazy to me how blatant the racism is, because how can this little like limey white bitch do it? And it's just like, oh my god, like she's such a competitor. Look at her, her confidence. Ooh. And then this black girl does it and probably looks better and more natural doing it. And like, it's an uproar. It's like, y'all don't, it's like blatant. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Like, come on.
It's very scary. So congrats to Angel for winning and Louisiana for winning. Okay. Because they deserved everybody. I saw everybody like in the day, like the days leading up, talking about that white girl being like the best and all this. And it's like, haha, you lost, sucka. So,
who did she say needs to put more respect? Oh, yeah, like Iowa and that bitch needs to put more respect on Louisiana because y'all were playing in our face.
Everybody in the State University. In her face. All of the like all the people, all the sports people were like, oh, Iowa's gonna take it. And look, they didn't, because good conquers evil. No offense to that white girl, because she actually said that like it was fucked up for them to criticize the girl for doing the thing on the hand.
And that's good, because it's all about, like, it just also shows, do y'all really play sports? Like, come on. Like,
and she said when the Joe Biden thing, the white girl was like, the runner-up does not go. I think Louisiana should just enjoy this moment.
You know, and I take back the limey white bitch.
Seems like so she ain't that bad.
You seem like you have a soul, Clark. I don't know I know her last name is Caitlin. Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some type of soul, babe. Good to know. Because like what? Like I'm saying, like to know people who play sports, you're competitive. Mm-hmm. People want to do little things like that. That's not bad for her to do all that little face thing. That's not bad sportsmanship. That means she's in the game.
Right.
She's not in the game, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Like, you know, some cheekiness is gonna happen. And that's when people talk about, oh, people being too soft. That's too soft. Okay. Mm-hmm. All the softness you're trying to talk about when people are trying to get in an uproar over things that they rightfully should be in an uproar about. This is soft. Like you can't handle a hand in the face. Y'all getting going crazy over that.
And it's not even like she put her hand in the other girl's face. She put the hand in her own face. Like, what are we talking about?
Charge the game, ho.
The things, but here's the thing. Have you ever seen like the things that the men be whispering to each other is crazy.
They just be whistling in each other's ear. Okay. Mm-hmm. They begin raunchy. On a court, on a field, you name it, they be getting cray cray. But we got two women doing all this. It's like, oh my god! And it's a black girl and a white woman. Oh my god!
Mm-hmm.
Please, 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 save it. It's crazy. Like, watch TV, watch games more, play a game. It gets crazy. Have y'all played Uno?
Right. Like, these people never played Uno. Clearly,
that wasn't anything to me. That's why when I saw everything happening, I was like, what's happening? Like, is this really what's going on the Twitter right now? Like, on the Bird app? This is what's going stupid on the Bird app over this? I'm thinking the bitch spinning her face. I was like, oh, we really getting raunchy. No, she put her hand in her face because she did that first. Ooh. Get the fuck out of here. Like, y'all need to, like, get a hobby. Go do something. That's what I hate. That's one thing. Tying it back to the Pluto and Aquarius. The goddamn internet. I'm sick of it. I love it, but I'm sick of it because pussy. Y'all are pussy like kitty cat. Scared. Why y'all scared? Like, you can't say that in front of her face, though. Like, y'all wouldn't be there saying that shit. Well, some of y'all, because y'all crazy, some of y'all. Disrespectfully to the people who are really, like, out here doing some nasty things. So actually don't say it in her face. That's what's scary. Some people be sending death threats and shit to people.
Yeah.
Not trying to get intended over the Haley and Selena shit. That's the past. But, like, people are really sending death threats to this Haley babe. Like, be real, guys. Like, why? It's never that serious. Like nothing on the internet can be that fucking serious.
Pisces season is over, so I can't even tie that in. I just really, that's a tangent I would love to be on, because I also feel like play stupid games, win stupid prizes, bitch, but that is taking it way too far.
Well, absolutely, but it's never should ever be.
No, it's not that serious. In that situation
with that babe, it was never that serious.
No.
Because
she's a weird girl, but it's not that serious.
I've seen people do stupider shit and they're scotch-free. Like, let's, and it just goes to the hate towards women. Like, it's just crazy. There's so much other things to talk about. And that's why it's just crazy how Jill Biden and sitting here being like, oh, they both can go to the White House. Go to hell, baby. Go to, and send that invite with you. Because what are we talking about? This, when in history has that been a thing? Like, this,
never.
In
never.
Super Bowl, do two, both of the teams go? No.
No. No, like, only the people who win get to go. I think that we should take this opportunity to become, like, unapologetic about everything that we do and to say, fuck these white people and fuck their apologies. Like, I, to a certain extent, you know, I'm okay with, like, people say something or like get caught having said shit in the past, and yeah, they can say sorry, we can forgive them and move on, but if you don't want to, I don't think we need to. Yeah. I don't think we always just have to sit there and take it and be respectful, and all this respectability politics needs to get the fuck out because it's stupid. Like, I think that these younger people, like the younger generation of kids, are not really down with the shit. And with Pluto moving into Aquarius, I think that there will be a lot less of like politeness on the, on a certain level. Like, there, you can't just say anything, like, fuck around and find out. Like, I just,
absolutely,
good God.
That's, and I, why think that, I mean, I'm not for guns at all, but I saw listen I saw a clip on the news how someone in Dulles town center literally shot a kid, not a kid, I mean the kid, I don't think it was a kid, I think he was like probably 19, 20, whatever, trying to prank someone at like the mall, and the got shot. And I'm just like, mind you, this is a crazy situation, like, not saying like, oh, this is deserving and whatever. But it's just like, people, you got to be careful with your actions is all I'm saying. Because people are at a point that they are going to show you exactly how they feel. This is violent. And I'm not sitting here promoting violence. But sometimes some people are getting a little too bold at this bitch. Yeah. And sometimes we need the boldness in certain situations. Like, we need people like Angel being, on, like you said, unapologetically herself and bold. And understanding what is of value and what is of importance. Like I said to you earlier, it is not a value for her to be in the White House. For what? Let's just say she'll have more of a kiki at the Obamas. Because, bitch, I'm with Barack. Like, mama, I'm with Barack Obama right now. Like, that's a better video sent to your mama than, like, look at fucking skeleton Joe and Jill.
I swear, I know, Joe is a robot. Anyway.
He's literally not here with us, unfortunately. I don't know where he is at. But it's not looking good. I would take the Obamas. If they said Obama or the people that are in the White House right now, I would say Obama right now. Are you dumb?
Where's easy, Michelle? Easy.
Like, and they're not like my fave. My
not Michelle. At all. I hate all American presidents. However, yeah. Comma. If we had to pick one, we obviously are picking the black
Obama ones. Is like, obviously the pick. There's no, I don't believe there's a good president. Sorry, I don't know that. But I do know that Obama exists. So that's something. That's something. And Michelle is the best one of the best Capricorns on this planet. Sorry. That's mother. I used to call Dolo. Dolo mother, but Dolo's on, how you pronounce that again? Ozempic. That's definitely not mother.
That is not mother behavior. No,
it's I
not.
Am your mother.
Oh my god,
I hate that song so bad. Megan Trainor, I hope you are somewhere just shaking your head at like why, but not why, because all these white people love it. Like,
I was gonna say, the girls are eating it up.
They're eating it up. You can't wait to see the Barbie movie, right? I don't think I ever let you respond.
You didn't. I can wait. I mean, like, I'm gonna see it. I loved when she stepped out of the shoes and her feet were still up. Like, that was, you know, it did, that's art. But yeah, it did something to me too. And I want to see it, but I'm not like a press panini to see it, but I'm going to see it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's how I feel too.
Yeah. 1000%. I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought it up. I just needed to.
because I mean,
maybe, oh, I brought it up because I am your, I saw like because Will Ferrell's in it, and like one little write up on the poster for his, it was saying he is your mother, and I'm like, shut up, like,
oh no. Jesus,
like no, like this is not how, like I just want to shake everyone involved in that.
Like, yeah,
that's crazy to me. Like
it's insane.
Like it's, we have to gatekeep, guys. That's another big.
We definitely have to
gatekeep. Pluto and Aquarius is big on gatekeeping. Like
these kids literally unleashed everything. I'm mad at every black child who got on TikTok or Twitter or phoned a friend to let them know that it wasn't Chile, it was child. Like, yeah. Why did you let them know? Like, why? You should have let them keep saying Chile. Like, what is happening? I don't understand. The price of Crocs alone are indication that we should have gatekept better.
But also just, like, the DMV really just starts it all for everybody. Like, people really start wearing Crocs because we started making that cool.
It's the same like, thing with the New Balance.
I know.
Listen, like, why are these? I'm trying to be a proper DMV person.
Me and too. Buy these and why New Balance. I have to pay $200 to get a good New Balance. Like, I was telling Morgan, because I was like, I'm trying to get some New Balances, and I wanted to get them for my trip to England because I'll be walking fucking everywhere. And I'm just like, why is they asking me $220?
$200.
Are you fucking nuts?
Like, for standard pair of back in the day New Balance, why and that would used to ever... be
so cheap back in the day? But it's because we are the fucking trendsetters. Because that's how I would say with Crocs, people used to clown us about Crocs. I was in the UK, bitches are wearing Crocs, and they used to be the first people to be like, "Oh my why are you wearing Crocs?" Yeah, no, literally people, and they don't wear it right. It's so wrong. Like on Love Island, like they'll be wearing their bathing suits with a Crocs on. I'm like, this is go. Stop it.
Oh my god.
But that's when you know it's just like, oh, that's just what the trend is. I'm just wearing it. Cause like, why are you
even Uggs? Even Uggs, bro. I'm pissed. Yeah. Everybody clowned Uggs. Everybody said Uggs are so ugly. They didn't understand why people were wearing them. Those West Coast bitches were like, I wouldn't be caught dead in Uggs. And now you go try to buy some Uggs, the shit is sold out. Yeah, like, what is happening?
TikTok really ruined.
Put on a pair of Uggs and suddenly you can't get them. That like, is what's so happening?
Scary though, like the influence that just a plain old celebrity can do. I'm yeah. never just influenced by like a celebrity and what they have. It's literally like I have to see something several times and envision it in my own life to be like, okay, I want it. Like people really just see someone have it and they want it. I just think that's ridiculous.
It's like, crazy.
Like you said, those Uggs, thankfully I know these, I forgot what they're called, but I got them for Christmas. I wanted to get the actual tan. I got them in pink and I still like them, but it's just like they sold out so quickly. And I'm just like, where are y'all bitches wearing them? Like, I'm actually wearing them in a climate where I want them. Like, are
but
y'all
that's what I'm saying. Like, they're wearing them for, like, to take a picture on Instagram and they won't wear them again.
I know.
Like,
I just want to beat bitches up. Like, Whitney says, I beat bitches up.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to beat y'all up. Like, because it's just too much. Like, basic. That's why, like I said, I hate this country, but thank God that I was dropped in this area. Because, like, yeah. obviously, who does it better? Like, I'm really trying to look around. Maybe people in New York could, like, tussle with us.
No.
But
no.
I wouldn't want to be from New York. And no. Maybe people in Atlanta would want to tussle, but I wouldn't want to be no. from Atlanta either.
So they have no like, rights. They have no rights down
yeah.
there.
And, like, Florida never could ever be in the conversation. I'm just clowning everyone where they're from. Like, I can't name one place in this country where I'm like, damn, I wouldn't mind being from there. So I guess shout out this area, but like also fuck you too.
Yeah, I just hope that, like I said before, that this Pluto and Aquarius, Taurus, Uranus and Taurus, like I hope all of it together really just shakes the table, because the consumerism that has been going on ever since influencing became a thing, and TikTok and Instagram and
the link in the bio and the Amazon storefronts and all of this. The Amazon storefronts have a chokehold on these people. Like, it's crazy. Like, all of this stuff has, like, gotten too far. And it's all so stupid.
It's
and
all even, a product of... What do you call know? It's what consumerism?
It's consumerism.
Okay, consumerism.
That's the whole point of these apps. All we are to corporations are consumers. Yeah. They're doing everything that they can to get us to buy things because that's all that, like, we're good for.
That's so Pluto in Pluto in Capricorn. Like, that literally just explains the past, like, 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, because it got to a level, like, that's what America is and has always been. But it got to a level of just, like, what are we doing here? And absolutely. So I'm hoping that it starts to die down. But I saw that, like, some people started talking about, like, de-influencing and, like, the negative impacts that fast fashion and all of this consumerism has on the environment. And so they were talking about, like, basically being anti all of this, like, influencer stuff. Do you know that these bitches took it as an opportunity to be like, here's all the things that I bought that I didn't like, but, like, you might like them, so here's my affiliate link anyway. Like, huh? How do you take that and flip it and reverse it like that? Like, are there's we okay?
There's too many idiots that are influencers too, because one good thing that influencers that I follow do is, like, if they get a product, they do like raffles or whatever to, like, give out their stuff to other people, or they just give it out to other people because they have so much stuff. Because when I see those videos of how some people, like Arnell and certain people, just have so much makeup that they didn't even have to fucking buy, like, it's just there. It's like, you should just give it out to people that probably need it or want it.
But even by them showing it and making people, like, even if they don't intend to, that's why they get sent PR. Because just you showing the stuff is going to make people go buy it. And you don't need, like, how many eyeshadow palettes does one truly need?
Okay, it's crazy.
How many shades of lipstick do you really need? You don't look good in all of them. So, like,
I literally hate when I see influencers, they'll post something like, oh, get this, like, I just got this shirt. And then they'll be, like, posting the next story thing, being like, oh, I just posted it last night and it's already sold out. Like, and it's just because they're doing it for these companies, and it just makes me sick. Like, everything is fueled in buy me, like, literally I can't. It makes
that's why I don't like being on social media, because every second they're trying to sell me something. And it's worse than just watching TV and seeing commercials.
Honestly,
every single thing. Like, it's like product placement on another level. It's
commercials
gross.
Are nothing now. Like, I could sit through a commercial, but, like, literally on, like, TikTok or Instagram certain things, like, it's too much. It's absolutely too much.
Hopefully, like, this ends, or at least dies down some, because, like, and I've heard that it is, and that, like, they're not, like, brands aren't doing as many, like, brand deals with people like they used to. I think it's because they're just putting out their own content now. But I think there has
people
been...
are just, like, actually putting them on their payroll and shit now.
Yeah, but, like, no, like, people who are I've seen influencers and, like, managers of influencers say that, like, the opportunities have, like, started to dwindle some. And I think it's because they're putting out their own ads and their own content from their own pages, and because we're in a fucking recession, whether they want to admit it or not, and people cannot just keep buying stuff the way
we're buying stuff. We are in a bleeding recession. This ain't the 80s, bitch. They need to wake that ass up. Listen, I wish I was in the 80s when people were literally just thinking that, you know, we had all this quote-unquote money. Because we ain't got nothing now. Because rent is just out of this world. Going to the grocery store for one person should not be as much as it is. Like, this is Pluto. It's Pluto and Aquarius that's screaming and howling. Like, it's getting to a point that it's just unbearable. It should not be $2,500 to get a two-bedroom in this area.
I mean, $2,000.
I am about to spit up.
Right. It's a one bedroom.
I know. I know. That's insanity, Kayla. And I'm just like, people are not mad enough even about that. People are. No. Because people aren't like, you know, like, it's crazy.
No, we're too brainwashed. So here's the thing too. There's like a whole thing going on in France and they're like not talking about it here because I think if they were, we also would take to the streets. Like, because look at what's happening. I mean, the French Revolution did happen during Pluto and Aquarius. So let's go again. Like,
honestly, and the American Revolution happened around this time too. So, like, it's bound to happen. It's gonna happen. Like you said, the media is trying to, like, not show it as much. Because, like, literally France is on fire right now. The Paris is burning. So it's just, like, but they don't want to show that because it's gonna incite another revolution. Like,
that's show us revolutions in, quote-unquote, third world countries.
Yeah.
Because then we'll just think that they're being uncivilized as per usual. However, they're not, and the same thing is happening in these white ass countries because this is some bullshit. Even the January 6th thing, I've said it before and I will say it again. They're not wrong to storm the Capitol. I'm down.
They stormed it for the wrong reason.
Right. It's why you're doing it. And you have no plan. We also need, like, I'm sorry, but I'm like a planner and I'm like, we gotta get something out of this because just doing something and like threatening people, but like, what do you want? Like, you have to make demands.
It was all fueled by racism. So it was never going anywhere.
100%.
So that's why you said there needs to be an actual plan. Like you said, I'm all for that too. People need to storm the Capitol. But what if we need to storm it for an actual reason? There was no actual reason just to be racist.
Right.
It's like racism is like out of style, buddy. Where have you been? Like, where have you been, bitch? Because obviously that's not working. Like, please be real. Like, we need some change. Like, the Americans need to lose their fucking minds. Like, we all need to be unhappy. Like, it's very unhappy. Just, we haven't even touched on the gun violence situation.
I can't talk about it.
I know. I can't either. It's ridiculous. Like, we've saying all this about, like, inflation and just recession and all that, but it's like we're also dealing with a legitimate epidemic. It's like, what are we doing?
There's going
to be a revolution. There's going to be, because it's just... The government, it had its time during Pluto and Capricorn to really get on the right side of history, and it chose everything.
And it chose not to.
Literally, that's what Trump is being, quote-unquote, arrested and all this shit happening. And I'm hoping for the best, but also expecting the worst. But
with the fact that they just, like, arraigned him. That's fine. If nothing else happens, okay with that because
it shows the how it's just not a legit thing to be a president anymore. What is that?
I mean, I think it's good just because these people think that they're above the law. You think you become president and no one will ever do anything because what's his face pardoned Nixon after all that shit happened. Like, they've been protecting each other, but in reality, there need to be consequences for your actions. It don't matter who the fuck you are. Like, absolutely. I'm anti the prison system in America, obviously, but there have to be consequences for, like, blatantly breaking the law. Like, especially if you're claiming to be, like, trying to participate in this government. Like, you want to be president? Well, then you need to go along with the bullshit that they wrote in that dumbass constitution, and you're not. So, like, jail for you, something
exactly.
But the fact that he's the first, like, former president to be arrested, that's enough for me.
It's notorious. I'm trying to say, like, what is iconic but bad? Notorious.
The
notorious Trump.
Jesus,
like, it's just insanity, but it's also so Pluto and Aquarius, so I'm just here for it. Like, let's off with all their heads. Like,
yeah.
Let's do it.
That's what it's giving. Because the way that, like, the Kardashians, not to bring them up again, but they just scream like, let them eat cake, you know?
Yes.
Like, they're that fucking ignorant. Like, because what's the problem? So if there's bored. No they're... bread, they can eat cake. Like, are you dumb? Like, things are, people are dying, Kim. Like, there are real things going on. And too many mm-hmm. of these, like, influencers, rich people in this country, so out of touch with reality.
And that, all they want to do is stay relevant. Yeah. That's what they want to do, because I know what gives them power. Like, even in that little preview that I saw on TikTok for their trailer, what were they saying? One of them, or Kylie, one of them was saying, like,
oh, I need to do something. We need to do something with our
power. Yeah, we need to do something with power. And our
influence. Like, shut up.
Oh my God, it's gross. Like, we're getting to a point where we're going to be really breaking this power and actually empowering everyone. Right. That's what I'm all for. I don't need my own power. I guess I'm just not a jealous, greedy, none of that manipulative. I'm not those things, because mm-hmm. I never, like, I know my power, and my power, I want to empower others. Like, I don't need to have all this power. But the issue that I feel like these past 20 years, and just even years and years of the bullshit in the world, is just people with greediness and wanting power over other people. It's like, what if we can just share it, though? Like, sharing is cool.
That's what I always thought.
Back in the day, and we learned it in school, and, like, it was a vibe. We got gold stickers if we did it. So let's think about it as adults sharing. Like, imagine, like, just sharing the wealth and people, like, being able to afford housing. Wow.
Wow. I mean, there are three things crazy. That you need. Food, water, and shelter. And yet, they charge you up the ass for all three. So, yeah. I mean.
So imagine if we just went back to the basics and providing people the necessities to live. Wow.
I know. This land was made for us to be able to live off of. And yet, they literally found a way to make us pay for things that, like, God put on the earth for us to have. Like, it's.
Pay for if you think and about literally it. Living on a dying planet too.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto and Aquarius, back at it. That's what I'm nervous about in the next 20 years, the effects of global warming. Because, I mean, bitch been barking for years.
It was 87 degrees today. It's April 5th. That's not normal.
It's not. It felt lovely outside, but it's not normal.
It's not normal. The temperature is going to drop 20 degrees over the weekend. Like, be serious.
I'm sorry. I literally had to do a deep Negro sigh. It's just too, I cannot. I just, the weather and even just the allergies, I just know the allergies in the next 20 years, it's going to be awful. Like, allergies, I feel like each year has been getting worse for everybody. Like, it's just mutating. It's just, we're in hell, guys. I mean, listen, guys, take it day by day. You know, I don't want to scare nobody, because the motto of literally surviving this life is literally just finding ways to be, finding some form of happiness, perspective. Like, it can be found.
We're models. Here for a good time, not a long time.
Absolutely. And they're making it very true for us. Very literal, unfortunately.
Very literal. But I think that, like, I mean, what else can we do but try to have a good time?
When did you say that exactly? Didn't Umber say that? It's like, you just have to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, someone had asked her, like, well, what are we supposed to do with, like, all this info of, like, how bad things are? But you just have to, like, live your life.
You have to. Like, I'm slowly getting to the understanding of, like, really having to just spend my money some of the time, because, like, what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Like, there's a house. I think there's a balance between the awareness of what's going on in the world, like, not just in America. That's the other problem. Yeah. People are so focused on what's happening here. And yeah, it's a shit show, but, like, look around. So I think, you like, know, the balance is that you have to be informed. You have to be a global citizen. You have to be informed. But you have to have a good time. Because
I want people, because I fully understand, like, this country, it's just so, the mindset, the people here in their mindset just makes me scream. Because, like you said, I loved how you said you have to be a global citizen. literally someone was trying to say, like, oh, a lot of Americans don't have passports because, like, you don't
need... I saw that, and I have thoughts.
I'm sure you have thoughts of, like, both sides, understanding both sides of it.
I think multiple things can be true at once.
I completely understand, like, of just a lot of Americans, because I even thought it made sense. A lot of Europeans have passports because they don't have driver's license, you know, and things like that. So it's like they have that for their form of identity and things like that. But a lot of people from different cities and stuff like that, they're looking to go to other people's countries to go to other cultures. And not saying America doesn't have different cultures in their states and stuff like that, makes sense. But at the same time, I know a lot of Americans who have the actual resources to do certain things, but would refuse to go to other countries. Like, refuse it. Because they think here is better.
Mm-hmm.
And safer. And this, and that. And it's just, like, not at all. Like, I'm safer in other countries than I'm in here in this own country. And that's crazy. That's where I'm at. Like, I fully understand the difference of how things are. But it's just, like, so there's some Americans that can actually be global citizens and give back globally and refuse to. And don't even do shit here. They're just pointless.
Well, the ones who don't even do shit here and whatever, like, I don't know. It just seems more complex. And whose fault is it that they think that? It's like all propaganda. So it's not even their fault.
It's not people's fault, but it's just like, I don't know. I can't stand Americans sometimes. Like, I just can't stand. Because they just have this mindset. Like, it's not our fault. That's just how we were brought up here to just be thinking like we're the best. And I kind of just wish that we were a little more humble.
I like, mean, even just... people who are children of immigrants think that we're the best because, like, they think it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even scary. Just... It's very deep-rooted.
It's deep-rooted. That's why...
But like, I think that... having awareness, like, traveling is one thing, culture, yada yada, that's one thing. I just feel like you need to have awareness of what's going on in the world and, like, to give a fuck about other people. Like, just because they're not here, you can still care about them. Just because you've never been there, like, it doesn't it upset you to know that there's countries like Yemen where the like there's literally like a crisis of famine and like kids are starving. Like, it's happening here too, but it's happening there in like a completely different way and on a grander scale. And like, to hear that should make people feel a certain way, and it doesn't, and or they don't even know what's going on because you have to like search out that kind of. No one has, the children were left behind. There's not a lot of critical thinking going on and reading comprehension skills. So it's just a big fucking mess. But I just think we could all care, at least. At least you should care what the hell's care going on.
A little bit more, at least.
Yeah.
I really do agree. And like you said, it doesn't, you don't really have to be traveling there. But sometimes people in general, they kind of have to see it to really understand it. Like, yeah. It's weird. I wish people weren't like this, but some people really have to see it with their own eyes and actually experience it. Be like, oh my God, it actually really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't take your word or, like, actually. Plus, the education system here is ass poo. Every other country.
I told you it's deeply rooted propaganda.
No, I know. It's like, no. People are just.
I think that education everywhere is full of propaganda. And biases, and Western society sucks.
Retweet. But yeah, other than that, that's all I have to say.
That's all I have to say. I'm tired.
Me too. Like, I need to go eat. Like, I'm worn out. Talk about how much I can't stand it here. Hey, where's the bitch out?
Oh my God, I saw that in Canada. They're like giving out money because it's Canada and it's better than here, to like help with the price of food inflation. Like, they're giving out cash.
Well, but see, now that's why I wish I was a Canadian, because that makes sense.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's ghetto a hard not here. Word.
You know, it really is. I hate it here. But what can I do for now? For now, because I haven't been planning my escape.
I need to plan my escape, but I have too much other things to think about.
That's what I'm saying. It's like not enough time in the world, in the day. I said in the world, in the
There's day. Not. That's the issue. I have no time to plan my escape route. I have no time to plan anything.
Literally, that's me. Anything. I'm literally, like I say, I freestyle. Freestyle for real. But anyway, guys. Sorry, love you guys. See, it's been a long day, guys. Guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful couple of weeks in this month. We'll get back to you very soon with more shit to talk about.
Yeah, because there's always more to talk about.
There's always a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. So get ready.
Okay, bye.
Bye.